everyone. We are live. Today is June 30th, 2026. Welcome to everybody in the United States and around the world that's coming in. We're so happy to have you tonight. I'm sorry I'm a little late. A baby bird fell out of its nest, and we are assisting the baby bird. So basically, I had to get the baby bird situated and then come on live with our team. So thank you, all of you who are waiting for me in the middle of dealing with that. I very much appreciate it. Let's say hi to those of you who are jumping on. I see Florida. God bless you. Hello. I see Canberra. I guess it's called the capital of Australia. It says, from Canberra, the nation's capital of Australia. Well, hello to our international audience coming in. We're thrilled to have you with us. Rhode Island. Love Rhode Island. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. We're coming in hot tonight. We are with this. Let me tell you, it is coming in hot. Brooklyn. Hello to our wonderful friends in the boroughs watching us tonight. God bless you. We're thrilled to have you with us. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you. Pulaski, Wisconsin. Hello. God bless you. Honeyville, Florida. Austin Town, Ohio. God bless you both. Minnesota, Wichita, Kansas. Northwest Missouri. God bless all of you. Hello to you in Arizona. Dallas, Texas. New Braunfels, Texas. God bless all of you. Hello to all of our Texas viewers. We have so many of them. And we're just thrilled to have you on with us. Hello to you in the Netherlands. God bless you. We're thrilled to have our friends in the Netherlands on with us tonight. And Scotland as well. God bless our wonderful friends across Europe who are watching us tonight. We're very happy to have you on with us. Let's see. Indiana, Northern California, and our neighbors in New Jersey. God bless all of you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Hello to you in Mississippi. Hello to you in, I see, Kansas, Augusta, Georgia as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Hello to you in Chicago and in Canada. Hello. God bless you guys. Hello to all of our wonderful viewers in Canada. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Oklahoma, God bless you. Hello to you in the UK and all of our viewers in England. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Hello and God bless you. And I see Nova Scotia and Canada. God bless both of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going into a heat wave here, guys, in New York. We need some prayer for the animals for the next few days because it is supposed to get. So just pray for us. We've got a lot of measures in place to help keep these animals fine through it. So we thank you for your prayers in advance. I'm going to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. And guys, we are going to break down some things tonight about what is rising up in the nation right before the midterms on a collision course with the Save America Act. And there's other things going on as well. And we're going to be breaking it down for you tonight. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord, and we will get started tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you, you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, help us to seek your kingdom first. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord. Equip us to walk in your ways, Father God. Lord, we just acknowledge as we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace that your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, was sent to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly laid down his life at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you, Father, that Christ miraculously rose again. He defeated principalities and powers. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed them. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all creation. He miraculously rose again. He is victoriously ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore, where he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, Father, and we honor that sacrifice before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your weight, your glory, your power, your might, Father God, mightily descend on this place, Father God. Lord, we welcome your presence in, the weight of your glory, the holiness of who you are, the weight of the conviction of who you are to mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit would minister to those, Father, that are watching tonight, Lord. Father, we ask you go before us, be our front and rear guard tonight, Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, Father God. Order my words as we mightily go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point in the name of Jesus Christ, that, Father, every work of darkness and iniquity would be dismantled and destroyed, Father God. Every demonic conspiracy right now would be dismantled against us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask, Father God, that you would place your protective hedge around us tonight, Father, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, threat, hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, dark arts, dark magic, black magic, any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, we command that destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled, rendered, powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Father, and it cast back, Father God, to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, I ask you put your whole and complete armor on us this day, that the shield of faith will go up in front of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We're most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, we praise you and thank you that we are receptacles for your glory that you fill, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that your word says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Father God. Lord, help us to be salt. Help us to be light, Father God. Help us to be led by the Spirit so we don't carry out the desires of the flesh. Help us to hear your voice, know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Father God. We thank you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We praise you that you are on the highest throne, far above every power, principality, and might, that you judge the matters of men and nations, Father God, that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. You are holy, Father God, and we praise you for that. Your word says, be thou holy, for I am holy, Father God. Help us to walk in that holiness, in that consecration, Father God, contending towards the mark of the high calling. We praise you, we thank you, we give you all the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, and like and subscribe. We would very much appreciate it. We're very grateful to all of our viewers who do that. And let me get up my notes here, guys, because we got a lot to talk about tonight, considering what's going on. And I'm going to start off with some warnings about the months ahead. So I'm going to tell you what I heard. I perceive it to be from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. So this is going to be July, August, and September. Now, this is what I heard. I heard it's going to be a jostling, jarring July, an aggressive attempts in August, and a SOS sound the alarm in September. So just keep that in mind and pray about it as we're going forth into these very, very crucial months, okay? So what I want to do is I want to play for you this Fox News clip from Jesse Waters. This is an alarm being sounded. We have to pay attention to this. So we're going to play the clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk.
Democrats are treating this guy like he's the Muslim Messiah.
Okay, so in Jesse Waters' broadcast last night, they were talking about what is happening with Mamdani, the socialism that's rising right now in the nation, that's rising out of New York City, and that he's being treated like the Muslim Messiah, which is also known as the 12th Imam. This is important because this is the whole crux of their jihad, is to destroy nations that oppose this in order to bring forth the 12th Imam out of hiding. So what Jesse Waters is saying is they are treating him like he is this. That means the spirit of Antichrist is heavily on the move right now out of New York City and this nation. That's important to make a mental note of and to pay attention to. Now, I'm going to take you to Genesis because the Lord has given me, I perceive it to be the Lord, more revelation about this Genesis 16:12 prophecy. Now, I gave you the first part of it already, but there is a second part to this that is incredible. So Genesis 16:12 says, Ishmael will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against every man, continually fighting, and every man's hand against him. And he will dwell in defiance of all his brothers. Okay, so I've talked about the first part of this before. A wild donkey. So a donkey that's not tame, that's not domesticated, that pushes back against authority. A wild donkey of a man whose two main character traits will be continually fighting everyone while he's dwelling in defiance. Now, these are character traits of this people. Now, a wild donkey whose hand is always fighting and standing in defiance. Now, this is a prophecy. This is a prophecy about the merging of two ideologies thousands of years ago. So Genesis was written thousands of years ago. This Genesis 16:12 is a prophecy for this time about the merging of two ideologies, and I'm going to prove it to you. So, first of all, Ishmael's going to be a wild donkey of a man. Well, what party in the United States of America has merged more with Islam than any other? The Democratic Party. And let's look at their symbol. Their symbol is the donkey. Now, do you see that other symbol on the screen? That is the symbol of socialism. What does Genesis 16:12 say? Ishmael will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he will dwell in defiance of all of his brothers. Wild donkey, and his hand being against every man. The two symbols of the Democrat Party and the Socialist Party are a donkey and a hand that's lifted like a fist in defiance. So this is what Genesis 16:12 says. So a wild donkey, Democrat Party symbol. A hand like this raised in defiance, symbol of socialism. What are the two prophecies of Ishmael? Wild donkey of a man, his hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him. Now, The Democrat and Socialist Party have merged with Islam. Ishmael, wild donkey, his hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him. Those are the three components of the Genesis 16:12 prophecy. And what do we have thousands of years later today? The Democratic Party, which has merged more with Islam than any other, its symbol is a donkey. The Socialist Party, its symbol is a hand raised in defiance. They have birthed forth a trifecta of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's the party that Mamdani was raised up out of. Genesis 16:12 was the warning that Ishmael is going to merge with the party of the donkey, and they're going to merge also with another ideology whose hand is always raised in defiance, which is the Socialist Party, which leads to communism. This is a prophecy. This is what this is. This was a warning thousands of years ago of the three ideologies that were going to merge in the time as we approach the last days. Now, it's Genesis 16:12. 16 plus 12 is 28, because 2028 is what they're gunning for. The reason why you're seeing the marriage now of the Islam and the Democratic Party and the Socialists is because this trifecta that was foretold in Genesis 16:12 is gunning, no pun intended, for 2028. This is why you're watching the sweeps happen now before the midterms. But I'm telling you, that is a prophecy warning of the dangerous trifecta that we see coming together now, that we have to intercede and pray as the church and sound the alarm as the watchman. Now, the Socialist Party of America was formed in the United States in 1901. 9/11 is within that date. So 9/11 is within 1901, the year the Socialist Party of America is formed. Now, we are in a two-year window, 2025 to 2027, that equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. So we're in a two-year window that equals 9/11. Within this two-year window, this year is the 25th anniversary of 9/11 during America's 250th year that we are about to be on the cusp of celebrating. Within this also, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11 with President Trump, whose presidency is equal 9/11, 45 and 47. This, why am I saying this? Because this is when Ishmael and the Democrat and the Socialist Party are forming the trifecta and on a rise and sweeping after the Socialist Party was originally founded in 1901, which has 9/11 in that date. And now within all of these 9/11s coming together is the time that this is on the rise. This is an alarm to the nation, is what this is. This is a 9/11 warning to the nation. This is all forming within the 9/11 two-year window on the 25th anniversary of 9/11, in the year the Feast of Trumpets begins on 9/11, in the year of America's 250th anniversary, and when we have a president whose presidency is equal 9/11. This is when the Democrat Islam socialist merger happens. That's not an accident. That is a very profound warning that we need to pay attention to. This is why the prophetic meaning of the Save America Act is not lost on me in all of this. There is a battle royale teeing up in Congress for the Save America Act, because this goes deeper than we think. Of all the times it could rise, we watch a battle royale rise in Congress for the Save America Act amid the serpent of socialism, keep that in mind, and a piece of legislation calling Save America. You have the serpent of socialism, right? You have the wild donkey of a man, Israel and the Democratic Party merging, all rising at the same time, while a piece of legislation called the Save America Act is being fought over in Congress. So you have a battle right now forming on two fronts after the nation was rededicated back to the Lord May 17th, 2026. On the National Mall, these two battles greatly intensified. The socialists swept in New York City. Something again happened in Congress with trying to stop the Save America Act from going forward again today, I believe. And we have watched these two revolutions, shall we call them, go to another level after America is rededicated back to the Lord. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to prove this to you. Now, what I'm going to prove to you in this is something we're going to examine a little later on because it's connected to the book of Genesis chapter 3, I believe it is. So, but I want to show you this. We're going to put this up on the screen. Democratic Socialists of America political organization. You know what's hidden within that? Do you know what's hidden within this that you can pull from this? Satan, serpent, tree. That's going to be the tie to Genesis that we're going to circle back to by the end of this broadcast. We're going to come full circle with Genesis. Satan, serpent, tree, Islam rise, midterm election. Hidden within the Democratic Socialist of America political organization, you can actually spell all of what I am showing you right now. Satan, serpent, tree, it's going to tie to Genesis. Islam rise, midterm election. That is not an accident. That is the agenda. That is the ringleaders. That is the blueprint hidden within the wording of their political organization. Guys, that's not an accident. That is very intentional. Now, to go even deeper with this, we're going to go to Esther chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. There's something hidden within these three scriptures I'm going to show you that's going to blow your mind. The book of Esther has a lot to do with what's unfolding right now, not only in Iran and the Middle East, but in the United States of America out of New York City. The book of Esther, in a powerful way, is running parallel prophetically right now, and we have to pay attention to that. So, Esther chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, who's from the line of Amalek, and advanced him and established his authority over all the officials who were with him. All the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and honored and paid homage to Haman, for this is what the king had commanded in regard to him. But Mordecai, a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, neither bowed down nor paid homage to him. Then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why are you disregarding the king's command?" Now I'm telling you, a Mordecai is going to arise out of New York City. Either Mordecai or Benjamin is going to arise out of New York City to oppose what's going on with Mamdani. There's a Mordecai that's going to arise from the tribe of Benjamin in this parallel that has not yet fully come on the scene, but soon will. However, hidden within these scriptures, we're going to put it up. I'm going to show you what you can spell. All right, here's Esther 3, 1 through 3. It's the whole account of Haman getting promoted and claiming that the king wants everybody to bow down to Haman. Okay, this is the account. Hidden within this, of all the scriptures in the Bible that this could be found, it's this. You can spell Mamdani promoted mayor, New York City, Ishmael takeover covenant 26, because that's the year we're in. Hidden within this scriptures, of any scriptures it could have been in the Bible, it's the one where Haman is promoted. And hidden within it is the warning and the blueprint for what we are watching now rise out of New York City. Mamdani promoted mayor, New York City, Ishmael takeover covenant 26. 6. Guys, this is not an accident. The Bible is a living, active book that is heavily layered because it's written by a divine being outside of space and time. And there are things literally hidden within the layers of Scripture that actually contain the codes to what we see unfolding today. The prophecies, the details of what we see unfolding today. Of all the Scriptures it could have been, that's hidden in the one about Haman. That is not an accident. That is prophetic and highly intentional. Now, let's go to Esther chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. 9:1:1. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed. Now, this is Haman talking to the king about destroying the people of God. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who carry out the king's business to put in the king's treasuries. That's blood money. Then the king removed his signet ring from his hand, gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. The king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you and the people also, to do with them as you please." King, these people don't listen. They don't follow your laws. They don't honor you. So therefore, we shouldn't be tolerating them. And if you let me kill them, I'm going to take all of their wealth. All of their wealth that they had in the kingdom. And we're going to give it to you, O king. Think about the battle that's going on in New York City right now. What does Mandani focus on? The wealth, right? The wealth, taking from the wealth and claiming to distribute it elsewhere in the kingdom. Now, let me show you what's hidden in this. This is Esther 3, 9 through 11. You ready for this? Hidden within these scriptures is New York City attack, July to September, decree destruction, repent, 9/11, November election takeover. You tell me that this is an accident, that the scripture where Haman wants to destroy the people of God throughout the kingdom and says, "I'm going to get you all this money, king, from them and take their wealth and give it to you if you let me do this." Of all the scriptures, this could have been in the Bible. It's this one. And hidden within it, New York City attack, July to September, decree destruction, repent, 9/11, November election takeover. Now you tell me, this is random. You tell me, of all the scriptures this could have been in the Bible, it's this one. Not an accident. These are warnings. These are warnings within the Word of God that we have to pay attention to. It is for us to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. We are at a heightened level of sophisticated warfare, and we then have to adjust our tactics according to the Lord and move into other levels to be able to deal with it. So we have to be able to go from glory to glory. And as we go to a heightened level of sophisticated warfare, being able to allow the Lord to help us to understand how the enemy's moving about, what he's doing according to scripture, and how we are going to deal with it. This is what this is for. Okay, now, I'm going to show you how Esther 3, 9 through 11 is tied to this year and next year, 2026 and 2027. Okay, so September is the 9th month on our calendar. November is the 11th month on our calendar, which would be the midterms. September contains 9/11. November contains our midterms. That is a 2-month window that equals 9/11. Now, this 2-month window is occurring within a 2-year window, 2025 to 2027, that equals 9/11. During the presidency of President Donald Trump, whose presidencies equal 9/11, 45 and 47, 9 and 11. So that is triple 9/11s within this time, within this season, from September to November 2026. All while Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets as well, begins on 9/11. The Feast of Trumpets So you have the Feast of Trumpets beginning on 9/11 in the year that Trump, his presidencies equal 9/11. September to November 2027, you have the same thing. You're still within that two-year window that equals 9/11. September is the ninth month. November is the 11th month. You have the 9/11 again within the time that the presidency equals 9/11. So 2026 and 2027, you get this window where you have triple 9/11s that are all populating and congregating. That's something to seriously pray about, because these things are not happening for no reason and they're not aligning for no reason. And that's where we have to intercede and pray for the wisdom from God on how to pray with precision in order to dismantle attacks that the enemy wants to deploy within those windows. Now, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets this year, begins on 9/11, which would usher in the 10 days of awe. So the 10 days of awe actually begins this year on 9/11. The year, by the way, Mamdani is raised up out of New York City and the socialists swept the primaries in New York City. The 10 days of awe go to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Day of Repentance, which is September 21st this year, 2026. 10 days of repentance. So what you're getting, because it begins on 9/11, is repent 9/11. That's what you're getting for New York City as well. Repent 9/11. Now, Yom Kippur 2025 began 10/1/2025, October 1st, 2025. The federal government shut down on the Day of Atonement. That date equaled 9/11. 10 plus 1 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. You add repent 9/11 last year on Yom Kippur, the day of the government shutdown. And now consecutively this year again, the Feast of Trumpets begins on 9/11, which goes from to the 10 days of awe to the Day of Atonement. You get repent 9/11 again as a warning to New York City and the nation right now. And to leadership, repent 9/11. This is not an accident. This is all populating the way it is. There are things moving about in the realm of the spirit that are aligning in the natural, and we have to be the watchmen that are paying attention to these things. The enemy is very deliberate with dates and times and strategy and details. When he wants to attack, he does nothing randomly. He'd love for you to believe that. He does nothing randomly. It's all strategic. And this is where we have to be able to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say in order to understand what is unfolding. Now, I'm going to give you a warning about August 2. The middle of August. Pray. Pray for the middle of August, right? Around the third week in August, we'll say. Because I had a dream and something just very serious happened around that time. So I'm still praying about this, but I'm going to ask for you to intercede and pray now, because something very serious in the dream happened at that time. It was actually near my birthday. And it seemed more like something national had happened. So what I'm saying is you need to intercede and pray. I had this dream on June 27th, 2026. Intercede and pray that the plots they want to deploy in the middle of August. And I'm going to go back up for a minute to tell you what I heard about August again. Aggressive attempts in August. Now, I had this dream before I heard that. So I would just pray and intercede that whatever they're planning to deploy starting around the middle of August is dismantled and it does not have its full effect in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to continue to pray into that to see what else I get from the Lord. Also, today, I heard this too. I heard in my spirit, Twin Cities. Now, Twin Cities are Minneapolis and St. Paul. They're known as the Twin Cities. Now, I heard this drop in my spirit. Something is moving about in Minneapolis and St. Paul having to do with this. And why Twin Cities? Because this is the 25th year of 9-1-1, the Twin Towers falling. And now we just had twin earthquakes happen in Venezuela. Things are coming in twins. They're coming in pairs. And now I heard Twin Cities, which is the nickname for Minneapolis and St. Paul, a very serious event that will cause an uproar headed to the midterms, an event that will bring an even greater outcry, a shaking. It's coming in twos. Twin Cities with the 25th anniversary of 9/11, the Twin Towers coming, headed to midterms. And we just had those horrific twin earthquakes in Venezuela. So it's coming in twos. You're going to see, too, I believe, twin hurricanes and twin volcanic eruptions reported. I truly believe that is coming. Now, I also believe that what we see happen in New York, Haman has to fall for New York to then turn red and be overturned. So right now, Haman's trying to rise. Haman's got to fall in order then for New York to turn, because that's what happened in the book of Esther. It turned, and Esther and Mordecai, right, the conservatives, were put at the helm, and Haman fell. So what I'm saying is we're watching Haman try to rise, and this is going to run parallel to the book of Esther to get New York to turn red. Okay, now let's move on. I wanted to show you this also, this very interesting symbol during the Revolutionary War. During the Revolutionary War in this nation, look at this. This was put out. I find that fascinating. In 1765, American colonists used it to urge colonial unity in favor of resisting laws and edicts that were imposed upon them. Also, during this time, the phrase join or die changed to, listen to this, unite or die in some states such as New York and Pennsylvania. Well, isn't that interesting? Because Pennsylvania is where they attempted to kill President Trump, and New York is where Mamdani has risen up out of. And this is where this picture of this serpent was changed to unite or die, which I just cancel in the name of Jesus Christ, but I'm just saying that's what it says. We are watching a reverse revolution now begin to happen. Instead of the occupation of Britain, who, by the way, is going through, look at the reversal, guys. Let me just show you the reversal for a minute. Britain is going through their own occupation now, that they're going to have their own revolutionary war to overthrow. And at the same time, within this nation, we are not dealing with an occupation, but an infiltration of Islam and socialism. So the two nations that broke free from each other, right? Britain and the United States, at the same time in history right now, one's going through an occupation of Islam because they're in so many government positions, while one is going through an infiltration. Isn't that interesting? The two nations that fought each other in the Revolutionary War are now simultaneously dealing with this as we approach the 250th anniversary of America. That is not an accident. And Europe now is going to have to endure. It's not Europe. England is going to have to endure its own Revolutionary War that will strike a match in Europe for it. But it's going to have to endure this now to get free. It's going to have to fight a war that we had to fight to get free from Britain, for them now to get free from that spirit of Haman that has risen in the nation to some of the highest levels of government in England. England is one to watch in this hour. Let me tell you, it's one to watch for some doozies that are going to come out of England in this hour. We know the prime minister stepped down. Praise God for accuracy with that, with prophesying that. But I'm telling you, It's going to get even more intense than that. So just England is one to watch right now. As we approach our 250th anniversary of breaking free from them, they're now going to have to break free from a strange lion that they let in to a territory that lion did not belong in. So we'll go more into that on another broadcast. But we're dealing with a reverse revolution with this. Now, I'm going to show you the logo of the Democratic Socialist Party of America. This is who swept the primaries in New York City. It is two hands, right? His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. Two hands. This has two hands. And it's got a rose. Very interesting. We're going to talk about why that rose is there. So this is their logo. They're demanding everyone unite under them. Now, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, it says, I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, like the lily among the thorns. So are you, my darling, among the maidens. Now, rose, thorns, valley, wooing one into a relationship, endearing them to you. The enemy always counterfeits what's in the Word of God. Right now, socialism is attempting to woo cities and an entire nation. Democratic socialism is. It's alluring to enslave. The enemy allures you to enslave you. Almighty God allures you to deliver you and set you free. That is the difference. So there is a wooing going on. So it's interesting that a rose is their symbol, because when a man, right, wants to court a woman, one of the things he may do is bring her flowers, is bring her roses. And this is what they're trying to do, the Democratic Socialist America right now. They're trying to do that. They're trying to do what's in the Song of Solomon. They're trying to woo New York State and the nation into a relationship that is completely defiled and blasphemous. That is what's going on. Now, I want to read to you some words from the Lord going all the way back to 26 years ago, considering what we're seeing unfold now. November 17th, 2020, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, there is a path to the presidency, and it is paved with submission and life, and the stones of truth I, the Lord, have laid. I, the Lord, am dealing with South America. I am dealing with the poison of socialism that has slithered through the grass into the United States of America. I, the Lord, am exposing the shadow governments in multiple countries operating in the shadows of deception and political blood money. And I, the Lord, shall overshadow them now, and terror shall fall upon them as their book are opened, Venezuela, and the web that reaches across the globe, their checkpoint shall be revealed as those involved were promised a piece of the pie and so sold their souls for a slice. That's capital, says the Lord. June 22nd, 2021, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, war games at sea. Just watch as multiple nations clash, as those steeped in the lies of Hinduism, socialism, Marxism, those who call upon Allah, well, they're having a war at the Strait of Hormuz right now, those who call upon Allah, they shall make a very aggressive maneuver that will be internationally heard as the advance heard round the world gears up to go forth, as those who lead the eagle have made deals with devils and are selling souls not for sale, says the Lord of hosts. This day. That was back in 2021. Now, May 30th, 2026, revolt is percolating near July, and an outcry to bring down the House, the White House, the ballroom, and its branches. Just look at what just happened between the Supreme Court, between the socialists sweeping New York, between the fight over the Save America Act in the House. Revolt is percolating near July. We are literally days from July as this happens. And it says revolt is percolating near July. And an outcry to bring down the House, the White House, the ballroom and its branches is rising in the nation. For rebellion is percolating to sabotage and disrupt the sharp turn the nation needs to continue to endure to right what has gone so wrong, says the Lord. For an implosion is imminent within your capital, within New York, within California, within Texas, within Michigan, within Wisconsin, says the Lord. My people must continue to humble themselves amidst the brawl that shall ensue. For they erect an arena to fight. He's talking about, I believe, the MMA ring that was on the front of the White House lawn. For they erect an arena to fight. and that is what shall present itself, a battle royale of cabinet, of Supreme Court, of the midterm, says the Lord. Now, we just saw what happened with the Supreme Court. President Trump got handed one significant win, and then I believe three other cases he lost in. And this is what it said. Revolt is percolating near July. They erect an arena to fight. Battle royale, cabinet, Supreme Court, midterms, says the Lord. And that is exactly what we're watching happen. And this was back at the end of May. On the cusp of July, this is all erupting now. This word continues. It says, my people, be sober-minded, be vigilant, be diligent, and contend for the soul of the nation. For the enemy seeks to bring on an unusual event to nullify a reestablished covenant. Unusual, however forceful, to catch the administration off guard. For a serpent rises up out of the sea, says the Lord, and will take over a port to attempt to cause a multi-front war, says the Lord. A serpent rises. This is the imagery of the time. Serpents rising. Serpents of socialism. Serpents in leadership. Serpents on the rise. Hello, Cyrus and Toby. Toby just got back from his echocardiogram that our team took him to. Hello. You happy to be home, honey? Okay, good. Now, word of the Lord, May 7th, 2026. I'm going to back up for a minute here. Now that I've read you the May 30th one, May 7th, 2026. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging and a cleansing that publicly will look detrimental. However, it shall bring the dross to the surface and clean out the lingering infection that has prevented it from moving forward to accomplish what it must in this time. That has already begun to come to pass with certain individuals in the Republican Party who dropped out of races in Congress because of scandals that were coming out in the open. That's just the beginning. Okay. You are about to see a separation. Chris, is that you? You can come down. I see him all the way in the background.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Toby got home, so he could.
Thank you. Okay, yep, he looks good.
Okay,
yeah.
You.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
You good? You all right?
Yeah.
You want to say hi quick?
Oh, sure.
Come on in. We have Cyrus, Missy, Esther, Chris, Toby right now in the office. You're getting all of us at once, people. All of us at once today.
That whole pack.
The whole pack is here.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see you all.
They're all saying hi to you, Chris, in the chat right now.
Thank you.
They're all saying hello. Wow, Chris's hair is dark. It looks darker on camera than it does in person. But Chris is going for the whole look in case he's got to part the Red Sea. He's ready for it, people. He's just ready as can be. He's ready to go. Anything else?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Interrupted your...
That's okay.
I'm watching it.
That's okay. All right.
Nice to see you all.
And there's Chris's cameo, people, for the evening. There's Chris's official cameo. Okay. So, the word of the Lord, May 7th, 2026. I'm going to read that first part again because we all just witnessed the headlines with what happened, including with the Daily Mail. We all saw it. Okay. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging and a cleansing that publicly will look detrimental. However, it shall bring the dross to the surface and clean out the lingering infection that has prevented it from moving forward to accomplish what it must in this time. You are about to see a separation of the refuse of the dirty deals of alliances made in the shadows between socialist, Democrat, and Republicans. They shall be brought to the surface. They shall come forth and be exposed in a way that shall be another shock to the system of Congress. However, this must be done now for the midterms to not be weighed down in scandal. I am calling it forth now, says the Lord. March out the scandals, both parties. I command them to come forth and be laid bare for the money changers. This is the hour. Their table is overturned, including the Supreme Court. This is why you're suddenly seeing the Supreme Court in this hour now. Suddenly come in now, says the Lord. Governors who think they can hold on to November, your hidden agreements with other nations to help you keep your seat, shall be marched out. Now, the Supreme Court has suddenly come bursting into the headlines in the past few days with all of these rulings coming down. Conservatives are in an uproar about what Justice Roberts and Justice Barrett, in the direction that they are ruling, including with birthright citizenship, including with mail-in ballots. They ruled that they can accept mail-in ballots after the election date. And so right now, the Supreme Court has really come into the headline. That's for a reason, because their scandals are about to be marched out also, you see. This is why you're seeing these come out in order the way they are. Now, right now you have colliding on a collision course what's happening with Iran, these rulings from the Supreme Court, a socialism sweep out of New York City, and scandal after scandal happening within the government and the church. You have the earthquake in Venezuela, which was a physical prophetic representation of what's about to happen in tandem to governments and high leadership within nations, within those nations. So what happened in Venezuela, the horror, and continue to pray for these people here, because this hasn't happened, I believe, in over 100 years, these type of earthquakes. It is a representation of how the Lord is about to level governments of the globe. It's a representation of what's about to happen with leadership. And so we have all of this happening at the same time, in the same season. Now, on top of this, the playbook that they're using, and I'm going to show you this, the Democratic Socialist Party of America, socialism, the Democrats, they're using a playbook. They're using a playbook that's 26 years old. They're using a 26-year-old playbook, by the way, in the year 2026. This is when this all collides. What is it? During the Yugoslav wars in 1999, there was a certain playbook that was utilized. And I'm going to read to you what that playbook is that is being utilized. So, number one. Rebrand communism into national socialism, initially tested in Nazi Germany. Rebrand communism into national socialism. Enter the Democratic Socialist Party of America. Two, divide people into groups, create tribal or groupthink to create these levels of hatred that lead to genocide. Make social policies that lead to countless individual disadvantages. When this becomes obvious, you claim discrimination and hatred of one group towards another. Then the screaming begins that those inequalities must be corrected by favoring the oppressed, discriminated group. That is what Zoran Mamdani, who has the name Haman hidden in his name from the Book of Esther, and the Democratic Socialist Party of America is doing right now. Number four, enter national quotas for hiring, DEI. Five, have the media fuel the fire and cause fear to run rampant and insecurity, thus destroying relationships, marriages, and creating a great air of mistrust, something the media is very good at doing. Number six, people then start retreating and isolating into their own groups because they don't feel safe anymore with the individuals from the other groups. So they're basically putting everybody in cow pens, is exactly what they're doing. They're herding people into cow pens. Number seven, staged and well-organized mass protests begin all over the country. No kings. Now you need a spark to ignite violence as the protests start peaceful. This is the playbook they used to cause the Yugoslav wars that was tested in Nazi Germany. And now the Democratic Socialists of America have gotten a hold of this playbook, hijacked the Democratic Party from the spineless imps that are trying to run it and have now enacted this playbook in various areas of the country, including New York City. Schumer and Jeffries are going to fall a fiery fall. And I mean fiery. If they don't repent. And if they don't come to their senses. Because this, the Yugoslav war is now. In the year 2026, 26 years later, this playbook is being used now by the Democratic Socialist Party of America. That is not an accident. This is what they are doing. Now, on top of it, we want to go to, I'm going to take you to the book of Genesis. Now that we know the playbook they're using, there is a structure holding up this playbook. It comes from the book of Genesis. There's a serpent that is holding up this playbook. It's coming from the book of Genesis. Now, let's go to Genesis and look at it for a moment, shall we? Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now the serpent was more crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent, Satan, said to the woman, "Can it really be that God has said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God said, 'You shall not eat from it nor touch it, otherwise you will die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened.'" You know what you'll become? Woke. We think this is a new concept. Nope, it all goes back to the tree. "For your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was delightful to look at and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise and insightful, she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband with her and he ate. Then the eyes of the two of them were opened. And they knew that they were naked, and they fastened fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." Now, what does this have to do with what's going on right now? Everything. Now, the serpent is providing an alternative way for the woman to gain power. Look at what democratic socialism. Look at the sweep that's going on. Many of them are women. The serpent is providing an alternate way for the woman to gain power. Now, democratic socialism is the fruit that looks as if it will give you power, but all it brings is death and destruction, as it has in every nation that has eaten of its fruit. This is the playbook of the serpent in the Garden of Eden coming into the political space, offering something enlightening, where it claims your eyes will be open, you'll be enlightened, you'll become like God, since socialism looks to usurp Almighty God and become God to the people. The government then becomes your God. The serpent of socialism is saying, did God really say? Did God really say to rededicate the nation? Did God really say, have no other gods before him? Did God really say? That is what democratic socialism does. It is the tempting fruit that gets man to relinquish their God-given rights and give them to government entities that destroy their freedom, assault their autonomy, steal their self-identity, indulge their desire to not work for success, but have the government tell them what measure they are allowed, offer them something for free that will cost them the freedom they so enjoy. What did the serpent do at the garden? What did he do? He offered Eve something for free that cost her the freedom she so enjoyed. This is the original woke playbook, and it comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It comes from the playbook of the serpent that has put it into a political space and made a political construct out of it in order to utilize it in that area to gain dominance. The serpent offered Eve something for free. He made her believe that eating of that fruit was not going to cost her anything. It was not going to cost her freedom. It was not going to cost her her life, that she would not die, that in the day you actually eat of it, you'll become woke. You'll become enlightened. You'll really know good from evil now. This is the same playbook that they are speaking now. The song of the serpent. He made her believe she was going to get this for free, and it actually cost her to give up the freedom that she so enjoyed. And it cost Adam the freedom that he so enjoyed. Socialism is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is the construct of the garden. It is that battle. It is the serpent. That's what it is. Socialism offers you everything for free, but doesn't tell you that if you eat of that fruit, you are going to be giving up all your freedoms, your self-autonomy, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is all gone once you eat of its fruit. The construct of socialism, the construct of communism, the construct of the Democratic Socialists of America all go back to Genesis 3 and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The woke agenda all goes back to Genesis 3 and the playbook of the serpent. This is what's going on. You have Genesis 3 and you have the book of Esther. How do they connect? I'm going to show you. Mordecai was the forbidden fruit, the fruit that Haman was not supposed to touch, the fruit he was not supposed to go near, the fruit he was not supposed to take. And Haman built a gallows, which is made out of wood. There's the tree. In order to hang the fruit from. The fruit was hanging on the tree when the serpent enticed Eve to take it. The gallows out of wood is built in order to hang the fruit on Mordecai. Mordecai was the forbidden fruit. Haman, under the influence of the serpent and the same political construct we see now, builds that gallows and puts out those decrees of destruction, thinking he's going to get all of their wealth for free, thinking he can partake of this and he's not going to lose anything. And when he partakes of that forbidden fruit and he does what he does to Mordecai, a unique set of divine reversals goes forth and ends up destroying Haman and his family line and saving Esther and Mordecai, and the entire kingdom, the people within it, from destruction. Haman is the serpent. Haman is the Antichrist. Mordecai is the forbidden fruit he's not supposed to touch that he wants to hang under the leading of the serpent. This is why you're watching Genesis 3 and the book of Esther playing out simultaneously within our political realm right now. This is why. And this is why we have to pay attention to what's in here, because it's living, active, and current for every generation. And the enemy tries to make playbooks out of what's in here and counterfeit it. So this is why you got to go to the Word, and you have to hold everything happening up to the Word of God in this time, because that is what we have to look through the lens of a biblical world view, given what is unfolding out of New York City, out of this nation, what's going on with Iran, what's about to happen in England and Europe. We have to watch and be aware of the parallels that are running biblically in order then to know how to pray, how to intercede, and to be ready as the people of God in position before any of the rest ever happens. This is why we have to have eyes wide open right now with the Lord and understand what's going on and be ready for it, because this is what's attempting. The serpent is attempting to rise out of New York and tempt the nation with the forbidden fruit, all while running parallel to the book of Esther, because Zohar Mamdani has the name Haman hidden in his name. The Ayatollah Ali Khomeini had the name Haman and Amalek hidden in his name. Haman always falls. Haman always wants the forbidden fruit and wants to build the gallows. This socialist sweep is paving the way now for the gallows to be built in order, if the people of God intercede, for those divine reversals to go forth, and then you will watch an incredible political earthquake happen in New York that will affect the entire nation. The entire nation. So this is why we have to pay attention. We have to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to understand we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. No, in fact, if we are soldiers in the army of the living God, we should have intelligence on the enemy's devices. We should have an entire intelligence report through the word of God and through what the Lord and Holy Spirit are saying on the enemy's devices. This is why Paul says we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices, because a soldier is never ignorant of their adversary. A soldier is never ignorant about where their enemy is coming from. A soldier is never ignorant, a good one, about the plans that the enemy is trying to execute against them. A good soldier has an intelligence report on their enemies. And that intelligence report comes from the word of God and comes from what the Holy Spirit is saying, that we are allowing him to speak to us and heeding onto the voice of that counsel. This is why we have to pay attention. This is why we have to be aware. This is why, as Christians, we just can't say, oh, we're just going to turn our heads and worship Jesus over here, and we just don't want to get involved with any of this because it's too... No. Anybody Almighty God utilized in a great way in the Word of God was in a battle. Anybody. You mean to tell me we're going to bring the world to worship a Jesus that we make them believe that we're cowering away from Goliath, that we're cowering away from the battle, that we're cowering away when these things are being raised up? We're going to have people think, oh, yes, I want to just come to Jesus, who apparently is not strong enough to battle any of this. Because when we run from it as the church, that's what we're giving off to the world. That in fact, Jesus is not greater when he is. And the only way people see that is through us, because we're a reflection of our Father. We're a reflection of Christ. Which means the only way they're going to see that Christ is greater is if we have positioned ourselves to present such to the world. He is greater. He is far greater than any power, dominion, might, principality that has ever existed or will exist. And the world is looking for a church with power and authority. Not a church that's over here going, we're just going to drink our lattes and we're just going to look the other way right now because we just don't want to get involved. That's not, sorry, that the church has lost its function then. It's lost its function. The church hasn't gotten more political. The political has gotten more spiritual. And the church has been called by God to rise to that occasion. There's a difference. And right now, the church has to stop faltering between two opinions and decide who it's going to serve. Because right now, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a coffee bar, but right now, just serving the world lattes, they could go to Starbucks and get that. And I hate that mermaid. I hate that mermaid at Starbucks, but they can go to Starbucks or Ready Coffee, which Chris loves, by the way, and get that. They need the soul food, the end times food, the meat that comes from a church that operates in the power and authority of the Word and the gifts of the Spirit. That is what will transform their lives. A latte will not transform their lives. It might give them something to do for a moment, but it will not transform their lives. But power that they see that operates out of an active church that is going into the cities and the squares and the highways and the byways and the media space and proclaiming the works of the Lord will. So it's time the church makes that pivot, because there is a unique breed of warrior, fiery, speaking the unadulterated truth of God, that has risen up in the midst of this, and they are not going silent. In fact, their voice is going to get louder and louder and louder across the nation. Those that have spoken the unadulterated truth of God unapologetically, their voices will be amplified in the time that the nation needs it, which is now. There is a unique skill set that people within the church have that the government needs. There is a unique skill set of being able to discern the times and seasons, of being able to understand spiritually what's going on, of understanding how the Word parallels to today. There is a unique skill set that the church has that the government needs. The leadership in the government desperately needs in this time. Because there are things that are going to rise, multi-headed beasts, and there is not one intellectual that's going to know how to put that beast back to the abyss where it belongs. Because this is a time of heightened, sophisticated spiritual warfare, church. So it's time to armor up, buck up, stand up, and tell the devil to shut up in the name of Jesus Christ in the middle of this. Because we have to use the authority we've been given. Otherwise, we're surrendering to the works of darkness. So it's time, church. It's time. We're in that time. We're in that season. We're rallying the troops. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. We got to land this plane now, guys. We got to land this plane. All right. So let's put the post for Miriam up. We need your help. Miriam is a cat at our sanctuary. Ark of Grace has her. She is an older cat that is suffering and fighting a lumbosacral spine disease that she needs an injection monthly for. Once a month, she goes to the vet. She's a very sweet cat. She gets along with other cats. She likes small dogs. She's not too sure about big dogs, but she does warm up to them over time. If you would like to adopt Miriam from Ark of Grace, if you are in the New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts even area, and you would like Rhode Island, any of those areas, and you would like to give Miriam an incredible home, please email us, because our team is waiting to hear from you. hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com with your phone number, and we will call you and we will interview you and discuss it with you. But we would love to be able to find Miriam a home. If not, we will keep her, but it would be nice if she was locked in a room most of her life. Miriam, she doesn't have a very happy story, but we're trying to give her a happy ending, guys. So if you could, we would love to talk to you about adopting Miriam from Ark of Grace. Also, update on Charlotte. Charlotte's still in the hospital. The swelling is going down. It's still there. So they are waiting for those cultures to produce what bacteria it is, so they know exactly what antibiotic to give her. They started her on a very strong antibiotic. In the meantime, they're making some adjustments. We are about to endure a heat wave that I'm going to pray breaks in the name of Jesus Christ. So Charlotte's going to stay in the hospital in order to be protected in the middle of what she's going through. And then we will bring her home probably over the weekend if the doctor clears it. So we will keep you posted. If you would like to help, you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We have our address, our Venmo information, all the other information you would need is there. And you can go there for that. Also, we're going to put up Brace for Impact. If you like what has been preached tonight, and spoken prophetically. Well, this book, Brace for Impact, goes all the way up to 2028. I am in the middle of writing the third book, which is going to be the sequel to this. So if you haven't gotten Brace for Impact, you can go to arcofgrace.org. You'll see this picture for Brace for Impact. You can click on it. It will take you to Amazon. It is also on Christian Books, Barnes & Noble's, everywhere books for books are sold. It is five rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. It is a highly prophetic book. There's a lot of incredible nuggets in this book and teachings having to do with not only what we're going through now in this nation, but what is to come. And thank you to everybody who has bought it so far. It's been a top seller, and we just give God all the glory that this book was indeed written. Also, two more things before we close tonight. We're going to put up Rafa first. This is Rafa. It is a supplement for women that works with a woman's system and everything we as women endure as we go on in life. So myself and Dr. Sherwood created this. Rafa means healer in Hebrew because the Lord put so much in the earth to help heal our bodies. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to purchase Rafa and to add it to your regimen. Dr. Sherwood has used this a lot with his patients as well. And so you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. Also, MyPillow. Mike Lindell's running for governor, people, and I believe Dominion allegedly dropped some type of suit, I believe, against him or MyPillow. That was news recently also. So if you would like to help Mike Lindell, action item, go to MyPillow.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on MyPillow. You can use promo code ARC to get a very significant discount on all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have slippers, robes, pajamas, dog beds, mattress toppers. I believe they even have coffee. And so if you would like to help Mike Lindell and be a blessing to him in the middle of his fight for Minnesota, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC today. Well, everyone, we're landing the plane now. Thank you so much to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I just saw that. Someone said Grace for Impact is a good book. Thank you so, so much. I praise the Lord for that book. And so we just hope you are able to get it for people you know, too, who see something going on but don't quite understand what's going on. But we thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I will be back on live later on in the week. We will announce, of course, and we will be putting out shorts as well. So we want to encourage you in the word. God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other psalms up there as well for you to work into your daily time with the Lord, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, 14 through 19. I speak those scriptures every night before bed. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer as well. Every night, I say that as well. I work it into my praying before bed. I get up during the night and pray now, and I'm also before bed as well praying, and I'm up in the morning also. So I'm making sure to be consistent in praying without ceasing. I encourage you to do the same thing. Also, Esther chapter 3. Go read Esther chapter 3 and Genesis chapter 3. Make that part of your reading this week, which will help you do a deeper dive into what we see happening now. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. Keep the faith. God bless.